and welcome back to As If, Contemporary Art Podcast with me, Lisa Ferrell. And listen, I am going through one of the worst burnouts I've had in a really long time. I mean, honestly, I don't think that I've had like a full-on burnout from YouTube yet up until this point. And I think I have arrived there. My first full-blown burnout, because I'm working and you know, I either have to kind of have to work on like longer, more in-depth videos, while at the same time I still have to produce like smaller videos that I still like I want to make them silly, but I still want to like them. And I think that this kind of balancing act and making so much content while at the same time making basically nothing is getting to me, okay? And I think that, honestly, whenever I think about it, I don't know what people are thinking, but maybe they're thinking, oh, just get a regular job, which is honestly sounds really nice. It would be not like jobs that are soul-sucking in the sense of working, you know, like retail, for example, because the thing is, some retail is okay, but some of it, absolutely worst jobs imaginable. And for me, it's more about the fact that I have a hard time doing all those physically demanding things now. This is also physically demanding, just in a different way, where I have to sit in one spot and edit for hours upon hours. Yeah, I think that also the main channel, like, it's either the content isn't hitting, or there's something with the algorithm or whatever, because I keep on getting fucking comments of people being like, oh, I missed you, I haven't seen you post in a long time. And I'm like, I post like every week, sometimes once in 2 weeks, but most of the time it's every week. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then it turns out they did not get any notifications for like months from me, and I can't fix that. It's a YouTube issue. I know that it's annoying. I know that it's you know, some people are like, what the hell was the point of, like, you know, subscribing if you don't get any notifications or anything or whatever. Like, I get it, but I can't fix it. And regardless of that, I've been just going through it, okay? Maybe not like, it's not too bad mentally in terms of like, being like feeling negative in some kind of way, like depression, whatever. No, like, I don't really have that. It's specifically more like work related, and just the fact that I feel like a broken record, okay? Every conversation I start, it's all about just like, it's kind of like that meme from TikTok. It's like, what's up, my brother? Struggle is up. Yeah, that's what's up, struggle. I cannot talk about anything but like the issues that are going on, and it's getting on my nerves, okay? Because the thing is, as much as it's a good thing to be talking about it, you do feel like a broken record, because I've said all of this, and I've said it multiple times, and I keep on talking about it, so I have to kind of distract myself with something, right? So because of that, I was like thinking about like, what kind of main channel video can I make that's not a deep dive, but also isn't gonna be depressing or just me being like, have you seen this shit, you know? Because I feel like a lot of people who watch me are kind of in the same boat, you know? We want to get distracted at least for 10 minutes in the goddamn week. And I get it. I just have a hard time finding something that I can, like, really get into, like, talk about, where it would be fun for me to talk about it, where I wouldn't be, like, forcing myself, okay? And I was like, okay, I haven't done anything super weird and silly on my channel in a while, where, I mean, have I made anything? No, I think that the last time I made something funky was maybe one of those videos where I was showing memes that I use in my videos and like gave you a Dropbox with it, with the link. I don't know. In any case, I decided that I'm going to make a video that's going to be super silly. And also, about that, nobody understood the premise, so I wanted you guys on my community page, right? I posted about it. I wanted to make a video where I would be ranking or, you know, organizing your suggestions as to who I can have a PR relationship with to raise our stocks. And by our, I mean like all of you are investors in my channel and we're having a board meeting, okay? And we're trying to decide how we're gonna raise the stocks, the stock value. So I posted about it. Maybe the phrasing was weird. I don't know. I think that it made sense, but nobody understood. The post wasn't really showing up a lot, but even when it was, most people did not get what I was asking about. People on Twitter got it. People on Instagram got it. People on YouTube did not. So I had to like post another post, community post, explaining what I meant exactly. And now I have like suggestions. God, I have like a hair on my eyelashes. Okay, found it. So I posted it again. Like kind of like an explanation as to what the hell the previous post was about. You guys went 0 to 100. At first, the suggestions of those people who actually understood what I was asking about were really tame, and then they got so crazy that I don't know where I'm even going to. Like, I think I'm gonna have to omit some of those suggestions because some of them were so crazy that I don't think that I can put them in a video. In any case, by the way, I went to get my nails done because it's, you know, a new month. And look at this. So cute, right? For those of you who are just listening, it's like marbly type of base with silver and black abstract kind of shapes on it. Looks cute. I don't know. So yeah, back to the burnout. I don't know how to fucking deal with it. I don't. Okay. Also, I'm an extrovert to a certain extent, I guess. I mean, I don't know at this point if I am anymore, because I think that since COVID happened, I've been steadily becoming more and more introverted just because of how life was going. And at the same time, I still do prefer at least some kind of communication with people when it comes to work. And my job is making videos. So it's a bit annoying that I'm constantly working alone. I think that I want to collaborate more, but I don't know if I do at the same time. I don't know. In any case, I kind of found a place for me for now on TikTok, because on TikTok I can make more of like, you know, short videos, and I can make them whenever I feel like it. It kind of made me feel like I was still doing something, even though I was taking a couple of days off. The thing is, I don't know if I told you guys or not, but I don't really have days off because it's just the nature of this job at the level that I'm at. Like, people who have a lot of views and who don't really do much but get a lot of views, those people can work maybe like 15 hours a week and be fine. I can't. I work like every day ungodly amounts of hours, which is just like not good for burnout, okay? That's why like I took a couple of days off of researching or like filming, editing, stuff like that. And yeah, posting on TikTok, even when you do prepare something, like a little bit of information about something, like I explained this whole debacle with a skating couple that fell apart, that a future Olympics skating duo fell apart, and I kind of explained it because people weren't understanding some parts about it because of the language barrier. And even for those types of things, when you like do write down notes and whatever, it's just not as much work. It's like not even 3% of the work that I have to put into YouTube shit, okay? And that's why I kind of made a bunch of TikToks in the past few days, because it made me feel like I was still doing something instead of just like, you know, moping around. And also, I read a lot of pages of Anna Karenina. Yeah, because I have never read it in full. I mean, I think I might have when I was about 11, but that's just way too young. I'm gonna tell you right away, it is entirely way too young to be reading something like this. It's a very dense book, just like any other Russian lit book, you know. With this one in particular, like, sometimes I try to find a place where I like underline something or whatever, right? Because I'm discussing it with my mom or something. And I go back and I think, oh, I think it's been like 50 pages ago where that scene happened. And when I actually start flipping, I realize that it was just 5 pages before the page that I'm actually on. That's how dense the damn text is. It makes you feel like you've read 50 pages when you read 5. Just so much shit happens, or so much character background is always presented to you or whatever. And I am in some, like, I'm kind of in shock as to what this book actually is, because I had so many, I've heard so many opinions in my life in general about this book. And the general consensus of everything that I've heard was that Anna Karenina wasn't a good person. That's what I heard. Vronsky was a womanizer and he is like such a dickhead and whatever, whatever. That's what I heard again. I also heard that their kind of love was fake. I heard also a lot of opinions about how much people love Levin. And I am reading this carefully. I've been reading this for, I would say, more than a month. So I take my time with it, okay? Like, I don't read 150 pages with my left eye closed or something. Like, I really properly read it and I underline everything that, you know, interests me or whatever. Or everything that I think is important for understanding the characters and such, like, and stuff like that. And I just do not understand in what world is Levin the best man out of this book, genuinely. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, I wouldn't date probably any of them. If Vronsky looked like Aaron Taylor Johnson in the Anna Karenina adaptation, maybe, okay, maybe then we could talk about it. But everybody else, I'm like, girl, just be serious. Like, all of them have like the weirdest ideas about women, and I know that it's a sign of the times. I get it. I mean, it's really interesting because some of this, I'm surprised by how progressive ideas of some characters are, and sometimes I'm like so surprised by how backwards everything else is. And what I'm most surprised about is the way that everything has been framed. It's kind of constantly being framed that Levin is the good one in the book, like kind of the opposite. Like, his relationship with Kitty too, all of these things are the opposite of everything that Anna and Vronsky are together. And I just do not understand in what world is Levin a good person. I genuinely don't understand it. I think that at this point, because of how much I've put like energy into this, and how much I have to say about this, and how much of my opinions do not align with the opinions that were kind of seemed like a consensus on the critics and general public's part, I have a little bit of this, not need per se, but I guess I do kind of want to make a full-on video, maybe even like a deep dive into this book and this story and the film, maybe the adaptations, because girly girl, how on earth are all of the opinions that I have at odds with what people, well, I don't know about currently, right? But the ones that I heard speak about it when I was growing up, how are all of my opinions so different from theirs? I just do not understand, because usually it makes more sense, you know, like there's at least a couple of things that I can agree on. But in this case, I just kind of do not understand why on earth anybody would like Levin. I was literally getting videos, I think maybe because I was looking at something up online or whatever, but I was getting videos on TikTok of people talking about Tolstoy and his books and stuff like that. And in the comments, a lot of people in all languages, like any language imaginable, everyone's like, oh my god, Levin, my beloved. And I'm like, you can't be fucking serious. You can't be serious. Maybe it's their opinion based on the movie. I'm not entirely sure. I've seen only clips. I haven't seen the entirety of the movie, so I'm not entirely sure. I think that I will watch it when I'm done reading the book. I only have I'm almost at page 600, so I have like 250 pages left, and after that I will watch the entirety of the movie. But from what I've seen, maybe it's them kind of jumping to conclusions because of the movie and pretending like they read the book or something, because I just don't get how you could read the inner thoughts of this man, his attitudes towards everybody and himself, how hypocritical and weak he is in terms of his spirit, and genuinely look at him and go, he's the best. No, really? I mean, come on. The funniest thing is that I like to discuss these things with my grandma. She really loves literature and stuff like that. So I call her and we talk about it, and she keeps on being like, I don't remember that. And I like to read her a passage and she's like, that's crazy. How did I miss all of that? So I think that my grandma's going to reread it and we're going to talk about it, because so many opinions that I believed to be, at least in some shape or form, rooted in reality, because so many people express those opinions, are just insane about this book. Genuinely, I do not understand. In any case, I think I'm gonna make a video about it, but if you haven't seen the movie, which I haven't seen it either, but I've seen the clips, look up Aaron Taylor Johnson as Vronsky, and just got a few fucked up texts. Okay, so yeah, I've been getting myself kind of distracted from feeling like I'm not doing anything by reading and, you know, making content on TikTok instead. I also want to mention Lolita, because Shakespeare posted about Lolita and like asked the audience about their opinions or whatever, and it really made me think about how even books, literature, content in general, like media that's created to talk about exploitation of girls, gets so twisted into something absolutely insane. And I think that a lot of people were talking about how there is no way to make an adaptation, like a movie or a visual adaptation of Lolita, that wouldn't be exploitative or weird, which I understand what people are saying, but I think that in many ways there might be a way to do that. I just think that it wouldn't be a very graphic depiction, right? So I don't know how it could be communicated well, like the gravity of what is going on screen, without it being an exploitative kind of thing, right? But also just in general, I feel like it always gets just co-opted by people, especially in terms of aesthetics. It's such a chaotic fucking episode because everybody... My roommate is making food and Hopa is losing her mind because it's meat or something, I think. I don't know. Hopa is gonna sit with us for a bit. I don't know if she's actually going to sit with us because she likes to run away whenever she can to go and steal food. She looks so funny. Anyway, since it is an art podcast and I'm talking about burnout, I wanted to talk about art block and how there's some types of methods that you can use to get out of an art block. Most of those methods are kind of either you like take a bit of time off, right? And usually that doesn't work very well, because I don't know if you've noticed that, but when you stop making art for a bit, sometimes you just stop for a really long time because you give yourself such a long time to step away from it. But I think one of the methods that you can use, if you haven't heard of it, I don't know if you have, but you can create rules. So for example, one of my professors told me that creating rules can help you create an artwork, because it kind of guides your experience and guides your art practice and leads it away from your usual approach. So making some kind of so coming up with some kind of idea as to how you could make an art piece, how you could make an art piece through, for example, if you're a painter, being like, I'm not going to use any black or white, right? Or just black or just white, for example. If you are a photographer, you can, for example, decide that you're going to be taking pictures only with a certain aperture for a certain amount of time. Things along those lines, it will make it a little bit more interesting for you, in a sense, a little bit more difficult too, but it can lead to a discovery in terms of art making. If my voice is trembling and you're not watching the video and you don't see what's going on, Hope is literally dancing on me. She's trying to get out of my hands, but I can't let her because she's gonna start barking and trying to get out of the room and go steal food from my roommate. And like, that's just rude. You just can't do that, Pika. Oh my god, if you can hear her crying, I'm so sorry. She just like does it like, you know, like a very quiet sound of like, sorry. Anyway, there's a new album out, a new EP, I would say, not a full album, from Tinashe. And you should check it out if you like a bit of R&B. I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory. It is Tinashe and like, you know, but there's a few songs that are pretty good. And please recommend me some new music that is in the same type of lane, kind of maybe more experimental R&B. Not like, I really like R&B, but I like a little bit more interesting stuff going on. Recommend that to me, please, because I'm genuinely like, I don't know how I'm gonna get out of the burnout. I'm filming right now. I hope that this episode is gonna be enjoyable, but goddamn, I don't know if it will be, because I'm clearly all over the place, and also Hopa is screaming and crying, and I got a text about something sad. I don't know, girl. Also, book talk in general, I noticed that there's a lot of the same books being recommended over and over and over again. I guess that, you know what, like if your book goes viral on TikTok, on book talk, in any type of way, honestly, you're set for life probably, because you know, the books that are recommended, like they're genuinely, it feels like they have the same list to choose from. You guys, she farted on me. Hope, get off. Get off. Come on. Jesus. So, yeah, Hope farted on me, and she farted in a way that only dogs can, I think. I think she ruined my white shirt. It stinks. I can't even remember what I was talking about. I just know that today's episode is gonna be short as hell. Hopa. She came in again with this face, this little funny face that she has. Honestly, there's so much noise going on in my apartment, and my dog is going crazy today, and she farted on me. That's really stinky. So I guess today's episode is going to be quite short, because just everyone is against me today. Like, what's going on? I think the biggest thing about, you know, being in the influencer scene is that you just have to talk way too much. Sometimes I just like make something, and I think that what I'm saying makes sense, and that I don't need to elaborate, because it's like, well, what else am I going to elaborate on, right? Or there are some things that I don't want to say, because technically speaking, I feel like everybody knows this. Like, it doesn't have to be reiterated. And then every single time I get comments of people being like, well, usually you're a lot more thorough. Why didn't you talk about this or that? Why didn't you mention this or this? And it's like, okay. I did not think that that needed to be said. Most of the things that I say, I feel like it's just a reiteration, because that's what speaking is. Sometimes you feel like it's just reiteration. Most of the time you do, anyway. if you pay attention to whatever other people say and what you say. But this is just one of those annoying ass things. By the way, if you're a patron, I'm gonna post a video on Patreon, I promise. I keep on fucking postponing it because there's always something in the way. Every time I want to film something, I have to film a podcast, I have to film a video, I have to film this, I have to film that, and I just don't have something else I really want to talk about. But regardless of that, just remembered, I was talking about burnout and creative blocks and how to get out of them. So one method I already explained. Another method, I would say that getting out of your head entirely or out of the project entirely and thinking about how and thinking about just life and going out there and living life instead of just working really helps. But that's a thing that's kind of a luxury nowadays, huh? See, I told you this is insufferable. Like every single day I try to talk about something else and I never can. Also, I want to kind of mention a couple of creators from TikTok that I absolutely love. So there's two creators, I cannot remember their names right now and I can't pull it up because I'm filming on my phone, but one of them makes videos about what, like, things that are none of her business. And I mean, she makes other videos too, but this is the one that kind of blew up her page or whatever. First and foremost, that girl, so funny. Absolutely love listening to her. I've been deprived of humor and comedy that like works for me, you know what I mean? Like I've been watching videos on YouTube and I've been watching videos on TikTok and whatnot, but it's just nothing hits. There's also another creator who joked about that comedian, that big-lipped comedian, I do not remember what his name is, Matt something I think, and if it isn't, well, what can I tell you. She made a video where she talked about him, and well, not about him, but he was talking about how like there was this girl that he was dating and he's like, oh, she could have been the one or whatever, and it was just the funniest thing ever. Actually, Matt, come on. Oh, TikTok suggested Matt Rife. Okay, girlfriend, let's say girlfriend, maybe that one is gonna show up. You know, I just someone said that Nick Gallatin looks like him, and I just don't agree. Like, why would you offend Nick like that? Anyway, I'm gonna play the clip. I'm gonna find it, and I'm gonna play it for you guys right here.
I messed up a little bit, yeah. And then her reaction to that mess up made it up.
Okay, that video's about me, so I just wanted to set the record straight. He stole my car and totaled it, and then I said, going forward, next time when I get my new car, because this one's totaled, could you just ask me before you use it? So the next morning I woke up, all the money had been taken out of my purse, and he just left a note that said, we're done. So then I called him and I was like, hey, why did you have to rob me? Like, why couldn't you have just broken up with me? And he said, this is exactly what I'm talking about, this is why I can't be with you. So I also found out that he was using my car to go to another woman's house who found me on Instagram and told me that she does have genital warts. So Matt, if you're watching this, I would try to I'd go get a test or something.
I just thought it was so fucking funny. I love her videos. If you haven't watched them, go watch them because she's funny as hell. And also another thing that really made me laugh that also involved the same Matt Rife, I think. If I'm mispronouncing his name, I don't care, but sorry, I guess. He was on some kind of podcast, and Tana Mojo, I think. Again, I've never learned how to pronounce her last name, but you know who I mean. So anyway, she was there too. I think that it was maybe her podcast or whatever. And then this is what happened.
Who do you hate? Come on.
Here's a very humbling experience that I've epiphany that I've had recently, and that because so many fucking people hate me for really no reason. People only hate somebody they're jealous of.
That was a really, really good, well-rounded answer. I'm trying to wrap my head around. Do you think people who hate Osama bin Laden are jealous of him?
Yeah, of course.
That's just so fucking funny to me. I am not a big fan of Tana in general. She's done just like way too much weird shit, but goddamn, is this funny. That was the funniest shit I've seen that day when I saw it for the first time. Like, it was that good. Hopefully that is gonna give you some giggles. Those two girls that I told you about, those pages. Let me know how you're doing. What's up? And next episode, it's gonna be a little bit more organized because I'm gonna hope that my dog is not going to be dancing on my lap and farting. So have a good day. Bye.